and the powerlessness we experience in so many situations seem to shrivel our souls. The countless challenges we face stupefy us, paralyze us. The world is speeding up to build, in theory, a better society. Yet paradoxically, at the end of the day, there is no time for anything or for anyone. We have no time to spend with our family or our communities, no time for friendship, for consensus, or for reflection. We should ask ourselves, how can we enact the joy of the gospel in our daily lives, in our cities? Is Christian hope possible here and now? These two questions shape our identity, the lives of our families, our towns, and our cities. Homily, March 25th, 2017. A salad with oil. Jesus had just finished speaking about the dangers of wealth and about how difficult it was for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Peter asked him, "We have left everything and followed you. What do we get in return?" Jesus was generous with Peter. He said, "Truthfully, I will say this. Everyone who left their homes or brothers or